Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Awesome. And we are back for the beginning of another fantastic week, right? I love doing a radio show on Monday because it gets us piped up and ready to go for the entire week. So I'm very excited to have each and every one of you here. We're going to have some amazing guests for you today and just a great show overall. You know me, I am the roving radio show host. So today I'm in Houston, Texas. I'll be headed back home tonight, so I'll be back in Louisiana for a couple of days, but then I'll be on the road again. But I just, you know, have been here in Houston this weekend for an event. One of my private clients did her first 3-day event this weekend. It was fantastic. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to talk about that for a few minutes because when we're, you know, on this show, we're all about take action, get profits. That's the name, right? It's what are we doing in our business to take that action that's driving the revenue streams and building the business and finding those new clients. And so a lot of times we talk about events. You guys know we've talked a lot about my events, how you can do events on the show. And so Bellany, who we had on the show, I guess, 2 weeks ago, I believe, Bellany Deshawn, you guys remember her, she did her event this weekend. And although the planning process began many, many months ago, probably 6 or 8 months ago, we started talking about her doing an event. What really ended up happening is that this entire event pretty much came together in the last 30 days. And what I noticed, you know, so I'm there as coach, as participant in many roles at her event, and really sat back and looked at the room and who she had brought into the space. And so she had 103 people register for the event. She had about 94 people actually on site, but so we had, you know, pretty much 95% show up. That was really great. And however, the majority of those people all registered for this event in the last 20 days before the event. And I thought that was extremely interesting that she was able to put 100 people in a 3-day program in about a 21-day period is actually what it was, from the first registration to the time that the doors opened. And sat back and thought, okay, so in your business, if you were, you know, you're looking for that next client, if you're looking to fill a program, if you want to do an event, if you want to, you know, maybe you're, I don't know, have a brick and mortar and you want to drive people in to your store, where is the easiest place? How do you find those people? And so part of the conversation we're going to have today and with our first guest in particular is we're going to be around the conversation of PR. And when I looked at Bellany's event this last weekend and looked at those people who were there, what was so very interesting was that I would say about 60% of the people that were in the room had developed a relationship with Bellany over the years. Now, Bellany has been in her business. It's called Live It Choice. She's been in that business now. This is her 21st year. And so she's had time to build relationships. She's been actually out networking her business really for the last 4 or 5 years. Prior to that, it was strictly word of mouth. It was very closed off, and she wasn't out really putting herself out there. But she spent the last 4 or 5 years doing the pieces that we do to get our businesses out there, to get the visibility, to be seen, build relationship. And we all know, if you listen to my show, what do I say, that the level of relationship determines how easy it is for someone to spend money with you. So, you know, when I looked at her room, 60% of those people were people I personally know have relationship with Bellany. She's met them through speaking engagements. She has, maybe they've been through a program that she's offered previously. Then who are the other 40%? And this is what was really interesting is who put those other people in the room. Some of those people came from PR. specifically. And how did that PR happen? She put out press releases. She had a social media campaign that was publicizing the event. She had a lot of people show up that she didn't have already a relationship with, who came to her by seeing something that she was publicizing about her event, hearing her. You know, a couple of people said they heard her on the radio show a couple of weeks ago, on this show, and they were showing up for the event, right? Some of the people came because there were sponsors for her event, and those sponsors brought people with them. So it was just really interesting to look at the layout of the room, who those people were, and, you know, the fact that she put so many people in a room in such a short period of time. So how many times have you decided that it was time in your business to take that next step, to launch that new program, to put yourself out there, and just didn't see the results that you were wanting to see? My question for you is, what are you doing on a consistent basis to build your, build your visibility, build your credibility, put yourself out there and be seen as the expert in your arena? Are you utilizing press releases? Are you out there, speaking and being seen? Have you written a book? Have you, what are you blogging? What kind of content are you putting on your website? People, it's your responsibility. It's not their responsibility to come find you. It's your responsibility to make yourself be, what people say to me all the time. They say, "Oh my God, Michelle, you're everywhere." And what I understand is that by appearing to be everywhere, and truthfully, I'm not everywhere. I just happen to have a really good system that works and makes it look like I'm everywhere, right? But by being out there and being seen, you stay top of mind aware, right? When people think of you and your what it is that you provide, your great gift that you provide for this world, do they think of you first? And that's what we want. So I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about PR with our first guest on the show today. And then we'll be, looking at how she does that with her clients, but also looking at how she's done it for herself and in her business. So we'll talk more about that. But I really wanted you to get, just kind of start thinking about what that looks like for you. Now, it just dawned on me that I didn't do what I normally do at the beginning of the show, and that's to give you a little bit of housekeeping. So let me make sure that I cover that before we go on. So the first thing is that I want you to remember that this is your show as well, and I really want to hear from you. I want to know what is going on in your business. I cannot help you unless you let me know what to help you with. So please reach out to us. Number one, you can call 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. And that'll bring you right into the show. So if you're listening live somewhere at this very moment, I would love to hear from you. And call in and speak to one of our guests, or call in and just give your opinion, or simply if you want to have your voice on the radio, this would be a great place to do it. The other thing, it's been a while since I reminded you of this, so let me just put it out there again for all those new people that we have. The other thing is that when you meet people like me, you know what? I'm a big believer in repurposing. I don't like creating all the time. I like to do things once and then use them in a million ways. And so anytime that I'm doing something like this, you can be guaranteed that it is being recorded and going to be reused for something. So, we have our iTunes channel going on. We have all kind of education going on. And you just never know when I might pull your portion out of the show and put it into something that is going to be shared with the entire world. So you should want to put your name and your website address and your voice on my show. So be sure that you keep that in mind. So remember, it's 347-989-1363. And then join us on Facebook at facebook.com/decisiveminds, M-I-N-D-S. Also, don't forget about this amazing radio network that we're on, facebook.com/toughtalkradio. So this is Michelle Sism, and I will be back right after this break with our first guest. So you guys hold on.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Yes, don't forget, get your free copy. Every time I hear that commercial, I just want to repeat that. Anyway, we are back, and we're going to be visiting with our first guest of the show, Robin Samora. Robin, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to learning more about you, and this is our first time to actually talk, so that's exciting, and sharing you with this great community that I have. So it's going to be a fun call. And just to kind of let everybody know a little bit about Robin, Robin is a PR, promotions, and branding specialist with over 20 years of experience working with Fortune 500 companies, Major League Baseball, experts, and entrepreneurs across the entire country. So I know this will be a fun conversation. You probably got all kind of great stories, huh? So we've been talking a lot about PR, Robin, in this And ever since I started this radio show, it's one of those things I think are so very important. And I know that you like to kind of blend the whole PR and promotional part with social media as well. And so I think that's also a lot of fun. So welcome.
Thank you so much. I think that, yeah, social PR and PR and promotions and branding, it's all kind of the same circle. It just depends which way you spin in the circle today.
That's right. So, I gave them just a little bit of your bio, but I kind of like to start by letting the guest give us the backstory. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got to this point and working with entrepreneurs.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So pretty much what happened was I started working with Fortune 500 companies when I was actually employed by what was then Comcast many, many years ago. And I found that what was happening is that the corporate world was kind of getting a little bit stuffy and boring for me. So I wanted to take the knowledge that I had from all the years of promotions and working with different companies and take that and apply those same skills and those techniques and work with the small business owner and the entrepreneur, because I had been myself as well an entrepreneur and my parents had for so many years. So basically it's the same skills just put in a different way.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. So, and I know you worked for some really big clients, it looks like, right? Fortune 500 companies especially.
And I still do as well, like work with Comcast, I work with CBS. So, again, it's, you know, it's for the bigger companies, it's a lot of time helping them with some strategy and execution. But with the smaller companies or the entrepreneurs, you know, that could be someone from that's doing, you know, $2,000 a month to someone that's doing, you know, $50,000 a month. Pretty much it's similar strategies, just the execution is a little bit different and the way they go about it to, A, attract their audience, B, also to make sure that they're putting, you know, as you say, getting the word out and how they're doing it and employing all the different ways of social media, using all the different platforms, and also strategies, again, promotional strategies, so they can grow their business, get leadership, increased leadership position, more credibility, more expert status, and always, always, always additional revenue opportunities.
Perfect, perfect. So our, just so you know, most of our audience are either solopreneurs or small
yep.
business owners, you know, up to maybe the first 5 to 10 employees. That's usually the audience that we have listening to our show. So with that in mind, where do you recommend when you start to work with an entrepreneur who comes in to, you know, is new to you, not necessarily new in the business world, but new to you, where do you have them start? What's the, you know, where's the place to begin?
Well, for me, what I typically love to do is to have a phone conversation and to also have my prospective clients or clients fill out what I call a PR assessment form. And what that does, Michelle, is it kind of gives me an idea of where they are, where they've been, and where they want to go. So then what we can do is co-create a PR roadmap for them for where they eventually want to go. Now, just as with an elephant, you can't eat an elephant all at once. You have to do it in
right.
small bites. So what we do is then we can plan a strategy, and I love to co-create because to be real and authentic to the business owner. So we co-create a plan that works for them, and then we can then monitor it on a weekly or you know, monthly basis depending on what their schedule and what their budget would look like. But excuse me, once it's all mapped out, it's so much easier, and you know, as anybody knows, that you put it down on paper and amazing things happen when you actually write down what you want to do, where you want to go, and give it a timeline.
Very good. And so where do you find that most entrepreneurs are going wrong in the promotion of themselves?
Okay, well, I think there's a few ways. Number one, I think we always say that we're too busy. We can't take the time to do it. So we can't not take the time to do it. Number two is I think a lot of times entrepreneurs don't want to invest money in themselves. They're so busy worrying about everything else in the world that they don't want to spend money on themselves. And I think that there is no better place to spend money than on yourself and improving your skills and improving your visibility out to the marketplace, because it's like a snowball effect. Once you start promoting yourself and increasing your visibility and your leadership position, I think, and you start in a consistent basis and you're rolling this snowball, amazing things happen.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, I think that the number two that you said, that don't want to invest in themselves, is probably the biggest problem that I see for them. And I have to tell you, I was actually after this event that I'm at, when the event finally ended last night and I kind of just sat back in my room after this 3 days of whirlwind, I turned on the TV and there was a show on the History Channel about like hot dogs or something. And it was talking about Oscar Mayer, the Oscar Mayer company, and how they were able to kind of take over the world of hot dogs in the early 1900s. And one of the things it specifically said was that Oscar Mayer himself saw the value in promotion. And in the 1920s, the Oscar Mayer company had a $2,000 marketing budget, right, to put themselves out in front of people. And in the 20s, that was a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And they were still a brand new company, right? But he saw what that possibility was, and he was willing to invest in that.
Yeah, and he had a great desire, because when you take that desire, that is so important to also get the ball rolling. He had an idea. He also believed in himself, and he wasn't going to give up. He was going to do whatever it took to get where he needed to go, and that's something that's really important for entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. It really is to be willing to take those risks and to step
right
out there. And so I do see so many entrepreneurs really kind of sitting back and waiting for people to show up. I'm constantly preaching that, but it doesn't work that way, right? They don't just show up. We have to put ourselves out there. So why don't we give them, why don't you share with them maybe, you know, what's the quickest way or the easiest place for them to get started if they're not putting themselves out there in a, you know, in a big way, let's put it that way? Where do you think they should go?
Okay. Well, I think that it's really important if we take a look at social PR as a start. And social PR really is just using different platforms to get your brand out there. Now, we know that you're your brand wherever you go. So if you're at the supermarket, you're your brand, and so you want to make sure you look okay and, you know, that you're always congruent. I always tell my clients, always be congruent in all of your messaging, in your visuals, what you look like, as far as your branding goes. So everybody sees you all the time. You always look the same. So that might be great pictures of yourself. You always use the same pictures. You want to make sure your graphics are always great. You want to make sure that your messaging is clear and always consistent. Consistency is always important. And if you're going to be on Facebook or you're going to be on LinkedIn or you're going to be on Twitter, you want to make sure that everything, again, that the clarity of your message and that it's consistent on all ways. So who are you? What are you trying to say? How are you going to help people? And it's not just all about you, you, you. It's about you sharing. And it's the 80-20 rule with social media and in promotion in general. You share, you engage, you want to attract your audience, engage with them, and then 20% of the time talk about you, your products, your promotions, your events, whatever you're doing. Because I think that what entrepreneurs forget is they just have to push, and it's not about pushing. There's a give and take, an ebb and flow in the universe in general, but also with business. People have to get to know you, they have to like you, and then they can trust you, and then they can find out more about your products and services. And once they're in your community, once they're in your circle, once they like what you have to say and like you as a person, then I think they'll be more willing to want to investigate, spend money on you, try your products, read your blogs. And I think as far as getting out there, it can be, you know, about being consistent with blog, being consistent on Twitter. And now we're talking about 15 minutes a day as far as social media. It doesn't have to be crazy and spend all time there. People get so nervous, I think, about, oh, I have to be perfect. Well, wabi-sabi, you know, the art of imperfection. You do the best that you can do. You always tweak all the time. You're out there. You learn something. You share it. I think it's about getting out there and not being afraid to make a mistake, because there are no mistakes. They're just really learning opportunities. But there's so many different platforms that you can do. It's just getting out there and trying it and seeing if it works and learning from others as well.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, that's excellent. I love that you're saying all of that, because I preach it all the time to these guys, and it's good when they hear it from somebody else. So that's fantastic. If you look at, you know, so you work with very large companies, obviously, and you're working with entrepreneurs as well. And do you see any real, and I know you said earlier in this call that it was very similar what they should have as a strategy, but Do you see something maybe that the bigger businesses, bigger companies really get, really understand that entrepreneurs might be missing? Is there something specific besides
investing
in themselves?
Michelle, honestly, I think one of the things that big companies do that entrepreneurs don't do is the consistency and the clarity message. Now, granted, they have more money, but it doesn't always have to be about money. You know, they can push their brand out fine and all their advertising. But I think it's self-marketing, self-promotion, and the consistency of it, and making sure that, and again, and I loved what you were talking about repurposing content. Oh, my God, I am such a believer in that. So taking whatever you've done on a white paper or radio or in your blogs and using it on all your different platforms, and then taking it and then writing a book with it or writing e-books with it and sharing it in bits and pieces, really, really important. So I think consistency, and I think the small business owner has way more flexibility than a big corporation, because they can change it on a dime. You can go to bed and say, I wonder what, you know, I should do. Have an idea in the middle of the night. You can write your idea down in your notebook, and then the next day you can implement it, because you're a small business owner, and you can make change happen fast. You don't have to go through a board of directors. You don't have to, you know, get everybody to vote on it. You can make a decision and you can tweak it and change it on a dime. And that is the beauty and the flexibility and the freedom that a small business owner has.
Very cool. So let me ask you, I'm just going to switch gears on you just slightly for a second and talk about your business and how you've used PR to build your business. So what do you think has maybe been the most effective way for you to publicize yourself?
Well, I think that one of the ways is by going out and doing some speaking. Another is by doing some sponsoring at events, because you're able to talk with and connect with a lot of people, you know, that are in your target market. I think that also another way is again, through Twitter. And LinkedIn Publishing is another really. LinkedIn has this, you can be an expert on LinkedIn and have publishing. And I think that that's great, because I've repurposed a lot of articles. And I love that, because then people will start following you, and then you're able to market and connect with them and engage with them. So, I mean, I can't really say one thing, but I would say that if you're able to take your idea and talk to people, and obviously in bigger groups of people, then that will be great. Because when you have somebody in a room, as you well know, you know, they're pretty much engaged with you, as long as, you know, you're an engaging presenter. And then they can also find out a little bit more about you. But I think consistency and being there and sharing your authentic self in everything that you do is really important.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I want to be sure before we run out of time that we give you time to share anything, any last thoughts, anything you want everyone to know, if you have a gift or something you want to give them, and definitely how they get in touch with you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's so nice of you, and thank you again for having me on your show. So what I'd like to talk to folks about is, if you're looking to bounce some PR ideas off of me, or talk about social PR or visibility strategy, I'm happy to talk to anyone for, you know, 20, 30 minutes. You can email me at robin@robinsamorainc.com. So it's robin@robinsamorainc.com. Or give me a call. I'll tell you my phone number. Honestly, it's 617-921-3448. I'm in the Boston area, but I'm working virtually from all over the country, in fact, all over the globe when I get a chance to travel. And that's part of what I really love about my business, is the freedom and flexibility to help small business owners and entrepreneurs be the best that they can be, so that they can give back and make it a greater world.
Awesome. One of the things I love most about what I do as well is the whole fact that we can be anywhere doing what we do, right? It's exciting, and it's a fun way to do business, isn't it?
Exactly. And you can also then really get in touch with yourself as far as doing what you want on your schedule, but also being available to help people and to help the people that you want to help that will appreciate it, because it's no fun working with people that don't appreciate it. If you have a great community of people, then that you can actually support each other and learn from each other. I'm sure you also learn from your clients as well.
That's exactly right. So I didn't ask you what your website is. I'm going to assume, but you need to correct me if I'm wrong. Is it robinsamorainc.com?
Very good. That is great.
Awesome, guys. So be sure that you reach out to Robin, and fantastic ideas on the whole publicity part.
Yeah, Robin. That's great. I love that. And they can follow me at Robin Samora on Twitter. And I would love to, again, talk with any of your folks that want to shoot some ideas by me. And we can chat it up, and love to help in any way I can.
Fantastic. All right, Robin, thank you so much. It's been awesome having you on the show. We'll have to have you back, because I can tell you have lots more ideas we never got to. So.
Thank you
so
much, and have a fantastic day.
You too. And guys, be sure you hold on. We'll be back after this break with our second guest of the show.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome. And we are back with our next guest. DJ, are you there?
I am here, Michelle.
I am so excited to meet with you, but I'm going to have you say your last name because I really don't want to do it wrong.
It is Swinier.
Swinier. Oh, I would have got it right. I should have tried it. Oh, my goodness. Didn't take the risk. So.
Hey, you got to risk it for the biscuit. You know what I mean?
That's right. I know all about it. I just wrote a new book. It's called Take the Risk or Get a Job. So.
Fantastic.
I should have just took the risk.
I love that title.
So, DJ, it's so exciting to have you here. Let me tell everybody just a little bit about you before we get started. So, DJ Swinier has been an active investor for over 9 years. He invests in the stock market and commodities futures market, and he's the managing partner of Green Hill Capital Management. And I love this next line. It said he strongly opposes the buy and hold strategy and believes investors should have a strategy in place to avoid major market corrections. So this sounds like it's going to be a fun conversation, DJ.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. What would you like to start with here?
That's a great question. Where are we going to start this thing? So I have every guest start by telling us just a little bit about what got you to this point, right? What got you interested in investing, and then we'll move from there.
Well, it's interesting. I am very ADHD, so in school I had a very hard time sitting still, paying attention in class. But one thing about people with ADHD, there's a theory out there, people with ADHD can't pay attention, is that they can't inhibit what they really care about. So all day in class, whenever I first got into investing, and it was probably about 2003 when I first started reading books, and I didn't start trading until 2004, when I first started reading this, I could not turn my brain off, Michelle. I couldn't pay attention to what was going on in class, and it just kept going from there and there and there to where I eventually started investing my own money, trying different techniques. And at the beginning, yeah, I lost a lot of my money, lost my own life savings, built it up, lost it again. But eventually, I just kept going. You know, I kept taking action with it, and eventually, I got some profits.
Very good, very good.
But it kept growing from there to then where my parents saw what I was doing, so I started managing their money. Then people started learning about that. So eventually it just kept on taking on more and more people to where eventually it was like, okay, I need to do this full time.
Awesome. And so now, Green Hill Capital Management, talk to me a little bit about what you're up to there and what y'all focus on.
Our big thing is we're primarily focused on people who are soon to retire, near retirement, or already retired. And the reason is because the way I invest, once again, that hyperactive type of trading, for any of your audience members who don't know, the buy and hold model says simply just buy and hold. You buy a bunch of mutual funds, you hold on to them until the day you retire. But if you were looking to retire in 2008, 2009, 2010, when the market had taken huge dips, your timing was off. So once again, that hyperactive style of trading that I use is actually perfect because it moves in and out of the market, and it looks to avoid major market crashes. So that's why we work primarily with people who are retired or soon to be retired and don't want to lose their nest egg in another 2008.
Mm, very good. I love that you call it hyperactive style of investing. That's pretty cool. I have to tell you, I think all of us with ADD and ADHD, we get so much more done. So it's just because we can work on so many things at one time, right? Squirrel.
Sometimes too many things.
Sometimes too many things. Exactly, exactly. So what's your, you know, what's the big investing secret? What do you want everybody to know?
Really, what it comes down to is it's all about recognizing patterns. By trade, I'm a biologist and a psychologist. I actually started school in college whenever I was eventually going on to med school. But I'll tell you what, I changed my major, let's just put it that way. I changed my major at the worst time. I changed whenever I got accepted into medical school. And then I said, you know, this isn't what I'm passionate about. So I then began studying psychology, which I love. And still to this day, I'm always studying up on psychology. But it was very interesting because the way I studied psychology, and I was also been studying the stock market for years and years, I then just started recognizing patterns on charts. Because a chart, I don't want to bore people, but a chart really is just a plot of human behavior, if you think about it. So there are meaning behind movements on a stock chart.
Makes a lot of sense.
So that's why I will often tell people that I'm actually the market psychologist looking at the emotions in the stock market, which is not typical emotions, what people would think, but it's primarily fear and greed that exist in the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, well, so I know you like the stock market commodities futures. Is there anything specific in there that really gets you excited? Do you like to play in specific industries or?
Well, I love trading the Japanese futures markets as well as the U.S. market. That's really what I focus on right now. But I'm always looking for new patterns existing because there are so many patterns that set up that long before a big move happens. So I'm always looking for those. And once again, it's just the psychology of that chart.
Okay. Interesting. Let me ask you, my audience in particular is filled with a lot of entrepreneurs, okay? And, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, an entrepreneur since birth, myself, we have a tendency to not use the retirement word. Right? We don't.
Exactly.
I can't speak for everybody, but I can just tell you that I don't expect to ever retire. I mean, I'm going to sell my business someday, but I'll go open another one or whatever. So how do you work with people who, you know, who are like us, who are constantly looking for that next thing? And what should we be focused on in the stock market? What's our need?
Well, I like the fact that you said you'll never retire because I've often said that too. Whenever you find something that you love and something you're passionate about, I can't ever imagine hanging that up, can you?
Right.
And one thing I want to say to all the entrepreneurs out there, if you've got a business idea, you've got a passion, go for it. It was kind of crazy starting up my own investment fund at the age of 26 because I was way younger than everybody else. And I'm about to be 28 next month. And one of the biggest things I had to learn was just get over the fears and take action. Because I can't tell you how many times I almost talked myself out of starting it. Think, oh, everybody's going to look at me that I'm too young. Because like I said, we primarily work with people who are near retirement or already in retirement and don't want to lose their nest egg in the next market crash. So talking face-to-face with somebody who is 62 and I'm 26, I could immediately tell that they're looking at me thinking, okay, this young guy doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's too inexperienced. But it was just the opposite because I'd been spending so much time obsessing, learning this stuff. And once I finally got myself to say, okay, you know what? You just need to go for it, meet with people face-to-face, you know what you're talking about, and just talk clearly, they'll understand.
Yeah. Very cool. So listen, we have a question on Facebook from Lee in San Antonio. The question is, what does he recommend to small solopreneur guys to get results with short money? So I guess what is the lowest amount they can start with is maybe where that question is coming from.
Okay. Yeah, originally, whenever we were starting, we were looking at a much higher minimum. But then we kept kind of tweaking the systems we were going to use. Really, in order to use our systems on money, we typically need around at least $25,000 before it starts making sense to run these systems, just because, like I said, we do move in and out of the market. And so if, on a smaller amount, it can start getting a little bit more expensive just on transaction costs. By the way, I just want to say, I don't make any money when I get in and out of the market. Because I'm not on the New York Stock Exchange. Whenever I click the mouse to move in or out of the market, that ticket that goes over there, that's where the cost comes. So that's why we say we need about $25,000 at a minimum.
Right. That's so two things. Number one, that's actually a pretty good low-range spot for someone to start, because from what I've heard and from the investment firms that I've spoken to, a lot of them are looking for a 250, right?
Uh-huh.
They want clients in that are looking at a minimum of $250,000 to move around. So
right.
25,000 is a good space, especially for so entrepreneurs. And so let's go back to his question. So what does he recommend the small solopreneur guy to get results? So where does he get started? Or, you know, I think that's a deeper part of the question for him.
Okay. If he's looking to get started in the stock market, I would say just start reading books. Typically what I do, it's very non-traditional. It's just typically analyzing charts and movements behind there, as well as paying attention to companies' fundamentals. So it's a lot harder to just recommend getting started right away. But if you just Google practice money or paper money, there are plenty of ways to get started by trying out different techniques. And that's what I would say. I mean, Michelle, I'm obsessive. I'm always trying out probably about 20 to 30 different techniques at every time. And until they're profitable for well over a couple of years, I don't trade them with real money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that would be my advice.
Okay. All right. Very good. So let's see here. What would be – and so you've had your business now for about 2 years? You've been doing this for about – I mean, this in Green Hill Capital Management. Is that – that's your company, right?
Yes, ma'am. My company.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And so talk to me. So I like to bring guests on for two reasons. One, I want your expertise in your arena. And number two, I want to look at how you're building your business. So I just want to shift over for just a quick second and just ask you what it is that you're doing to get out there. You know, we talked about PR a little earlier with Robin. And what strategies are you using to get Green Hill Capital out in front of the marketplace?
Well, a lot of it's coming from different advisors are finding out about what I'm doing, and a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, eventually we want to come work for you, or they love the ideas and philosophies that I'm using. And the reason is I truly believe this. If you have an idea that is so big and so unique that nobody else is preaching and it works, it has to work, people will start coming, they'll start lining up for your business. And so we're starting to get more exposure with that. I said at a TEDx event in 2013, I spoke and talked a little bit about market psychology. So I've had some people contact me from around the world. Actually, it was kind of crazy how that worked, asking about some of the techniques I use. And really what we're looking at doing is just starting to leverage that and just basically get the idea out there that there is a different method that works.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I had seen in your bio that you did a TEDx talk. And I know that's always a big booster in getting people noticed. So that's very important. And you've done a lot of public speaking, right? I mean, didn't you do a competition for public speaking or something?
Yeah, I joined Toastmasters International about 2 years ago. And as soon as I joined, I found out that they had something called the World Championship of Public Speaking. And to any entrepreneur out there, I recommend Toastmasters. It's an organization of about 300,000 people worldwide. But I was so interested in really improving my public speaking. I signed up for the World Championship of Public Speaking right away, and it was just a series of contests after contest after contest, and it was interesting. I started winning the first one. I was like, okay, I need to get coaching. I got hooked up with a lady near me, and she has been incredible. She's been coaching me for 2 years now, and actually just in August, I was in Kuala Lumpur competing again in the World Championship of Public Speaking, and oh my goodness, it was an incredible experience getting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. I think that's a really big piece out there for any entrepreneur who wants to get seen, right? As a speaker,
oh, definitely.
You're automatically an expert. That, just the fact that you put on the lavalier means that you're,
that is
you're
so
an
true.
Expert in most of the audience's eyes. So, you know, it's our ability to keep that expertise seen in their eyes that is the challenge.
That
sometimes.
Is what you said is so powerful, because once you're the expert, only you can remove that label.
That's correct. That is so correct. So very cool. So let's see. Let's end. We have about 5-6 more minutes. Let's end with some more conversation on investing for entrepreneurs. So if you had to give them, you know, the big tip, right, or a great strategy or something like that, and remember it's for entrepreneurs, what's the big tip for them?
Right. The biggest tip I could say is, it's something I do for free, is I send out a newsletter, and whenever I say, okay, it's time to get out of the market, I'm seeing something big coming around, I will email that. Even if you're not a client and you're getting that newsletter, you'll still get access to that information. So that's one thing I offer. Now, right now, our website is being redone. Our compliance officer had us redo everything, because in the investment world, things are always changing, what you can say, what you can't say, and you have to. The wording is so critique. So right now, we're still getting that website finished up to relaunch it. But once we get that up, and or anybody interested in that, they could email me, and once we get that up, I can sign them up for that newsletter. And like
okay.
I said, even if you're not a client, that newsletter still goes out telling you what we're seeing in the market, what we're looking at. But the big thing is, whenever we say it's time to get out because of what we're seeing psychologically, what we see, you will know, even if you're not a client. That's a free resource that we offer.
Perfect. That's great. I like that. And for everyone who is listening, you know, it's extremely important that we let the experts be the experts where they are. And, you know, do we need to understand? We need to understand at a basic level of, you know, what's going on. We always need to understand what's going on with our money. However, we also need to have relationship and have our team. You know, we need to look at everybody as what is the piece that they fulfill on our team. And so obviously we all have financial objectives that we're trying to reach, and how better to be than to have someone who knows what's going on in the stock market for you. If that is something that you can stomach, then, you know, absolutely.
So true.
I don't think it's for everyone, but I think it's for most entrepreneurs, because
you have to have nerves of steel. And like I always tell my clients, they ask, well, what do you think is going to happen? I said, well, here's what I think is going to happen. I said, however, if I see something that changes between now and the next 6 months or whatever, I said, I'm going to change my approach, because my job is to be profitable, not to be right. So that's why you have to have nerves of steel no matter what's going on in the market. If you have a proven system that works, you have to stick to it even when things are going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, very good. I like that. I like the just sticking to the system part of it, and not being emotionally attached to the decisions that were made, right? You know, we talk a lot about being very decisive as entrepreneurs and being able to move from idea to idea fairly smoothly. It's one of the reasons that a lot of my audience, they're not necessarily running big corporations. They're qualified. They could, but they don't like the fact that it takes so long to get things done.
Right.
So, you know, I like that what you're saying is, you know, so make a decision. It's right or it's wrong. It's irrelevant. It is that you continue to make the decisions when they need to be made based on the system that you've put in place. It sounds like you have that system in place.
And you hit the nail right on the head when you said you can't be emotional. In investing, when you're dealing with money, especially when it's someone else's money, it can be very emotional. That's why you need a proven system and stick with it. So you were 100% when you said you can't be emotional.
Right, right. All right, so fantastic. I don't think that we gave them your email address or any contact information yet. Be sure we do that.
Sure, sure. Yes, the website is greenhillcm, so that's Cat Mary, greenhillcm.com. And like I said, it's right now we're relaunching it because our compliance officer is having us redo a lot of things on that. But so you can't sign up for the newsletter that way. But if you'd still like to get hooked up with the newsletter, know when we're moving in and out of the market, know what we're seeing, as well as when we have free educational webinars. If you'd like to still be a part of that, you can email me at dj@greenhillcm.com. And I'll be sure once we get everything back up and running, you'll be added onto that list.
Okay, great. And I just want to say DJ as in David John, right? I those are letters that can sound a little off when on the show. So just want to make sure everybody's clear. So DJ at greenhillcm.com. So awesome. DJ, it's been so fantastic having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Of course. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, lots of fun. All right, guys, so we are going to take a short break, and we'll be back after this. And be sure you go connect with DJ right now.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we are back. So wasn't this a fantastic show? Listen, before I forget, I want to remind you that you can get access to this show, any of the other shows that we have done, by going to our iTunes store, shop, whatever they call it, channel. You can find us real easy. Go to Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. And once you get there, you will see the View in iTunes button. Be sure you click on that button, open us up in the iTunes store, and subscribe to the show. Would love to have you subscribed. Please leave a rating and a review. Love to hear what you have to say. And you know, it's been really exciting. We put the show up on iTunes about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we're sitting in that first number one. We were number one for a couple of days. We've been number four. It's been fantastic on new and noteworthy for business news. So I would love for you to keep us there, keep the word out. We're doing everything that we can possibly think of to be sure that we bring you value where you can take action and you can get profits. That is our plan. So today was no exception. I think that it was a fantastic show. We spent the first half of the show talking about PR, about you putting yourself out there and what that looks like and what are those proven marketing techniques, as the commercial says. All right, what are we doing to put ourselves out there? One of the things is, are you recording? Are you doing your own shows? Are you doing teleseminars? Do you have audio recordings of yourself doing trainings and teachings? And you know, we just heard DJ say that they do trainings on on how to be in the stock market, right? What is it that you do? What service do you provide? I don't care if you own a pool company. One of my clients, my private clients, owns a pool company, and we do trainings. He does trainings on different aspects of how to hire a pool man, how to, you know, what questions to ask. There, so it doesn't matter what industry you're in. There is information for you to share. When you do that, you are seen as the expert. Right. So when we were talking to Robin, we were talking about what kind of things put you out there. And, you know, one of the things I asked her was, what does she see that our, you know, entrepreneurs are doing wrong when it comes to PR? And she was pretty straight up. She just said they either think they're too busy and they don't have time to do it, or number two, they don't want to spend the money on it. And I just want to share with you guys the reason that I have been able to build this coaching business as fast as I have. And, you know, so I'm in my fourth year. Let's see. Yep. 2010 is when we started. This is 2014. So I guess officially we started our fifth year in business, and we're going to do right $750,000 this year. And the reason we could do that in 5 years is because I understood from the get-go that I had to invest in this business, and I had to put money back into the business to be seen. And so I've always done those things to be seen, whether that is going somewhere, going out of town for a speaking engagement. You guys know I live in, you know, Lake Charles, Louisiana, population 70,000, absolutely adore Lake Charles and will live there the rest of my life. I've been there my entire life. And however, the opportunities to speak and to be in front of my ideal client, it's not, you know, it just doesn't happen a lot in Lake Charles. So I do travel a lot. And are you willing to put the gas in the tank and go? Are you willing to get on the plane and fly to, you know, wherever that event might be where you can get in front of your ideal clients? Put your money out to go do that. I get it that I have to invest in marketing and I have to be seen. So I do social media marketing. I do have, you know, the expensive CRMs. I have all of those pieces in place to build my visibility. So people are building their relationship with me. They see me as the expert that I am when it comes to building business. And so when they hear your voice, when they see your face, when they read your blog post or they read your book, all of those things are building your expertise, and that is where your PR and your marketing comes into play. And then, you know, with DJ, what are you doing with your money? How are you growing your money? Are you one of those people who is simply going to, you know, what did he call it? I'm trying to think back. Invest and sit in it or something like that, right? I'm going to see because it's on his bio. But he said, buy and hold. That's what he called it. Invest and sit on it. See, that's the entrepreneur's way of saying buy and hold. But are you one of those people who just does that? Are you going to take some risk, man? My audience, I know you. If you're listening to me, you're a risk taker, right? Because that's who I attract. So, you know, I'm not saying go out there and lose everything you've got. Take smart risk, okay? But, you know, invest your money in marketing. Invest some money in your future. Right? We invest in marketing so that we can have the cash flow flowing so that we can invest in our future. It's that simple. We're not in business just to be in business. We're in business to make money. So, all righty, I'll get off my soapbox and say to you that I hope that you enjoyed today's show. We had fantastic guests. I'm looking forward to having both of them back again. And I would like to invite you to go become a subscriber on iTunes. Take action. Get profits on iTunes.com. And remember that we are here every Monday, every Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central with fantastic guests, with steps to take action and get profits. And I'm tongue-tied today, so it's just because I spent all weekend in a fantastic event. All right, guys, it has been a great show. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week. Remember, take action, get profits on iTunes.com. Join us there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.